Fred Film Radio, International Film Festival, Rotterdam, Netherlands.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2018 International Film Festival, Rotterdam. Very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Alexei Fedorchenko, who's presenting his wonderful, amazing film, Anna's War. And the first question is very simple, just for our listeners. Would you like to introduce the movie?
It is a film about a small girl, little girl. She was hiding during the World War II, during when the country was occupied, and the city was occupied, and she was hiding herself in the German Kommandantur, the place where the Germans, the main office of Germans.
And where does the inspiration to make this movie come from?
It's a real story, first of all. So I read somewhere this very short story about a girl, and it is a Jewish girl. She had to hide because otherwise she would be immediately killed, assassinated. And she stayed for 2 years in the place where Germans had their headquarters during the war.
What was it that interested you as a filmmaker about this film?
As a filmmaker, everything was interesting for me in this particular story.
Because the main character is a child, obviously there must be some challenges there. Did you notice right away what the challenges would be?
Yes, of course. Basically, I understood it from the very first view, of course. And the most important thing was to find the main character and to find an actress. So what I did, I found an actress. And after that, I started to write a screenplay and everything. Because if I wouldn't find such a great actress, I would never make such a film. I even wouldn't start, or I would do different story, different film.
Can you tell me a little bit more about the actress and how you worked with her, the young actress?
Basically, I worked with her as if it would be an adult actress. It is a six-year-old. At the moment when we were shooting, she was a six-year-old girl only. But she worked as a real adult actress, absolutely mature. There was no need to do something different as if it would be an adult actress. And I basically, it was very comfortable work to work with her.
Can you tell me more about what you mean by adult actress?
Человек, который выполняет задачу режиссера.
What I mean that she understood exactly the situation. She understood completely everything. What I wanted to say, just a few words, was really enough for her to understand completely. She understood what I wanted to say. She understood what I wanted to show. She knew how to react in different situations. And there were even some moments when she said to me, when Martha told me, an actress Martha told me, Anna would never would act in such a way in a real circumstances, so she gave me advices in that.
And one of the things about the narrative and the structure of the film that strikes me is that it starts with a shot of a shallow grave, and we don't really get much information at the start. So I wanted to know why you wanted to get the viewer right into the story from the start without explaining to him.
Потому что я уважаю своего зрителя, мне кажется, что мой зритель.
Because I do respect my spectators, and I do understand that people, on my point of view, everybody knows what happened at those time in the territory which was occupied by Germans. So I don't, I was not urged to tell on the second or on the 10th or 100th time the same story, which was already very well known, basically. That's why I thought that everybody would understand what happened here.
As a filmmaker, are you interested in interacting with the audience in a very direct way? You're not too interested in clichés?
Absolutely right, I'm not interested. And are you interested in cliché?
Sometimes. Sometimes if they're shown it at an excess.
Then you have to make a different film, your own film.
Yeah, but I like all films. Especially when they're as powerful as yours. And speaking of the power of your movie, of course, one of the two things in the style that I think help and must have been difficult, and maybe you can talk a little bit more about, is the the lack of dialogue and the prominence of close-ups. We're very close to the main character.
Девочка находится в закрытом пространстве, и камере просто некуда деваться.
It's obvious because it is a close room, and the camera is all the time near the girl, so you can't escape close-ups. And there is nobody over there, so the girl couldn't keep any dialogues. There is no anybody, any other person whom she could talking to.
And also that makes the sound, the little sounds, more important, I guess. Now, I'm sure that you considered it important to build an atmosphere.
Да, совершенно правильно.
Yes, exactly, you are right. And the whole world of this girl is basically the world of sounds. It's very small sounds could be, but she can hear a lot of things. She couldn't see a lot. She could see by nothing. But she could hear a lot of different sounds. And the whole world of this girl, the whole world of the war, through her eyes, through the eyes of this girl, is created of these sounds. It's like networks, basically made of very, very small sounds, which are very important in her head.
Okay, well, we're out of time, but it was a pleasure talking with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Once again, I would like to remind our listeners that this great, powerful film is called Anna's War, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.